The Outsiders. The Outsiders is a realistic fiction book by S.E. Hinton, which takes place in a 1960s suburban city area. I'm connecting this to Naomi Taddese's book, The Hate U Give, by Angie Thomas. I'm connecting them through their shared themes of prejudice and identity. Staying out of gangs isn't always easy, especially if you were born into it. In this book, that's especially true to our main character, Ponyboy Curtis. We have many characters that have a huge role in this book. Ponyboy Curtis, our main character, he is a greaser and the youngest out of his brothers who murders someone in self-defense and is forced to be on the run because of it. Then we have Soda Pop Curtis, the Ponyboy's older brother, who's energetic and just chides his brothers to stay together through tough times. Thirdly, we have Dairy Curtis, the last of the Curtises, because their parents died. He's Ponyboy's oldest brother, who's almost a dad to Ponyboy after their parents die. Then we have Johnny Cade, Ponyboy's best friend, who's hurt inside and has family issues, but always remains loyal to Ponyboy. Lastly, we have Dallas Winston, one of the higher-ups in the Greasers gang, who helps Ponyboy and Johnny in their escape. The Outsiders is mainly about the rivalry between two groups / gangs. There are the rich kids who live on the west side called the Socias, and then on the east side we have the poorer kids called the Greasers. The Greasers, true to their name, usually have slick hair made with grease put in it, wear leather jackets, and this is in contrast to the Socias, who have much nicer clothes and are identified by their nice cars. One day, Ponyboy was cooling off after a heated argument with his older brother, and it was about 2 a.m. at a park when him and Johnny got jumped by a group of Socias. The Socias had the upper hand in the fight because Ponyboy was getting drowned in a fountain while Johnny was getting beat, until Ponyboy pulled out his knife and stabbed a Soch named Bob. That Soch ended up dying, and Ponyboy and Johnny were on the run because of it. They went to Dallas, and Dallas gave them a plan, and they escaped and stayed in a faraway church. They were staying in the church until one day it caught fire. But just as they were leaving, Ponyboy and Johnny realized they were kids and went back in the burning church to save them. They were named heroes, but Johnny was hurt in the process and was sent to the hospital. Those wounds would later kill him. The one good thing that did come out of it, though, was that the kids were safe, of course, and Ponyboy was named a hero, and it pardoned him from the crime of killing Bob. Throughout all this, Ponyboy realizes how dumb the rivalry between the Greasers and the Socias is, and that it wasn't anything to be killing people over. One engaging moment was when Ponyboy stabbed Bob. "I killed him," Johnny said slowly. "I killed that boy." This was right after the heated and intense fight between Ponyboy, Johnny, and the Socias. Ponyboy really realizes, and it sets in that he killed a man, and not even a man, a 17-year-old boy. Another engaging moment was when Johnny gives his dying words to Ponyboy, which are extremely deep and play a huge factor in reinstating one of the themes in the story. "Stay gold, Ponyboy, stay gold." Johnny wants Ponyboy to remember to stay true to himself and realize that they are better than just some petty rivalry. One question I have throughout the story is, why aren't the parents more involved in the gang activity? Like, why aren't they keeping the kids out of it? Because it sounds like that rivalry has been there for a while, and some of the parents had to have been raised in it. Another question I have is, will Ponyboy decide to live there for the rest of his life, or will he at least try to move away and get away from the gang rivalries for good? The main themes of the story are prejudice and identity, and these are big themes because prejudice can be seen throughout the story through the rivalry of the Socias and the Greasers. There are many cases where some of the Socias don't even know the Greasers, yet they still fight just because of their status as Soch or Greaser. Another theme is identity, because in one part of the story, while Ponyboy was out hiding, he dyed his hair. And hair was a big thing for the Greasers. It was actually a big part of their identity. And Johnny dying it just to fit in more is a change of identity. But later in the book, Ponyboy dying it. But later in the book, Ponyboy realizes that it doesn't matter whether they have hair, whether they have slick back hair or anything, because in the inside, they're all just normal people. I highly recommend this book because it isn't super long, but is very captivating and teaches a very good lesson on prejudice and consequences with the deaths of many lovable characters. This connects to Naomi's book well because both books have prejudice. In her book, it's through police brutality, but both books have someone ending up dying that in early on in the book, and the main characters have to deal with that death throughout the story. They also both deal with identity, because just like how Johnny changed his hair to fit in, the main character in Naomi's book has two different sides, and she alternates them on depending on where she is just to fit in. These themes show that prejudice, because the books were written in completely different times, they show that prejudice has been a problem that's been raging forever and still been a big part of writing today. It's something that's never been fixed. Just as finding one's identity has always been a big theme in real life too. Thank you for listening.